All right, listeners, we've got a new poll topic up right now at Back in Time Pod on Twitter. Help us vote. We're doing 1990s kids sports movies. We've got a lot of good choices here. This is going to be probably our toughest poll topic we've done yet. I think these are kind of equal across the board. JD, any thoughts on these sports movies before we get into them?
Yeah, you know, we both little kid lovers, right? So kids sports movies, sitting down in a dark room, watching a bright screen. This makes sense, right? Or no?
Super creepy. But no, I think these are movies that we watched when we were little kids, and it was just like living vicariously through these characters. Poll topic number one, we're in 1994 for the comedy family movie Little Giants. It's about a group of misfits who form their own opposing team to an elite Pee Wee football team coached by the elite team coach's brother. JD, what might we cover if our audience selects the Rick Moranis-led Little Giants?
Yeah, this is going to be a very competitive week on the poll topic. Little Giants is, I don't know, this might be my vote. I'm going to wait until the end when you prompt me, but this is a great movie, great cast. It's a great story. Love Urbana, Ohio. We actually played a college game there, if you recall.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was at the same stadium, but it was in the same town, and the water tower was not there. So disappointed.
Poll topic number two, we're in 1993 for the comedy family fantasy movie Rookie of the Year. When a young Henry Rollingardner has an accident miraculously giving him incredible pitching power, he becomes a major league pitcher for the Chicago Cubs. JD, what might we cover if the audience selects the old Cubby film Rookie of the Year?
You know, just hearing you talk about the premise of the film sort of rubbed me the wrong way. Because I remember so distinctly as a kid being like, yeah, I really wish I'd break my arm today so I can become a professional pitcher. It's so, like, out there. It's so out of left field. But at the same time, it's a great movie. It's very quotable, hilarious. Daniel Stern, Gary Busey. We got some great, great actors in this movie. And it's really funny and very heartwarming.
Yeah, Daniel Stern as Brickma might be one of my favorite Daniel Stern roles. So
hot
fun.
Ice.
You put it in the microwave, and voila! Hot ice! Poll topic number three, we're in 1994 for the comedy family fantasy movie Angels in the Outfield. It says, when a boy prays for a chance to have a family, if the California Angels win the pennant, angels are assigned to make that possible. JD, what might we cover if our audience selects the Danny Glover-led Angels in the Outfield?
I remember when it was the California Angels. The good old days, right? This is a really cool movie. What? Tony Danza's in this, right?
It's got a great cast. Yeah, Tony Danza's in it. Brenda Fricker, who you recognize from a lot of films. Doc Brown, Christopher Lloyd's in it. And then a very young JGL.
Yeah, this is a really cool movie. It's kind of, it's very family focused, and it's got a great little heartwarming concept of, you know, the young boy puts his prayers up to heaven, and guess what? The angels answer. Like, that's sweet.
Just to give you an idea of how well casted this movie is before they were breakout stars, it also has Adrian Brody and Matthew McConaughey in this movie.
Does it really?
Yes, he's Adrian Brody is Hemmerling.
I haven't seen this movie in years. I may have only have seen this movie one time, and it would have been when it came out.
Okay. Poll topic number four. We're in 1994 for the comedy drama family movie D2 The Mighty Ducks, the sequel to the original, which is in our archives. This might be one of the first movies that we're actually covering the sequel for already, if you guys vote. Gordon Bombay is forced to withdraw from the minor league hockey league with a knee injury. Much to his surprise, he's given the job to coach Team USA Hockey for the Junior Goodwill Olympic Games in California. With most of the Ducks and a few new players in tow, he sets forth for LA. All appears to be going well for a while, but the hype of the Hollywood starts to get to Gordon, and he's distracted when Iceland, the favorites to win the title, appear on the scene. JD, what might we cover if our audience selects the sequel, D2, Mighty Ducks?
Yeah, this is a great movie. A Again, check out the original episode 1 in the archive. If you're uncertain if you want to vote for this, listen to the first episode, and then let's transition into episode 2. It's a great movie. It does a great job of leveraging the original and introducing cool new characters. I always like the rodeo skating cowboy kid from Texas. I think he was kind of my favorite.
Yeah.
And Julie the Cat from Bangor, Maine. I will never forget Julie the Cat Gaffney from Bangor, Maine. Maybe my first love. I don't know.
Awesome. So I'll run down the list one more time. We've got Little Giants, Rookie of the Year, Angels in the Outfield, and D2, Mighty Ducks. Go over to our Twitter right now, at Back in Time Pod, and cast your vote. It's going to run from today all the way to Thursday afternoon. You can vote, and we will review. JD, I'll give you a chance to sway the audience here. What are you hoping our audience selects?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm pretty torn between Little Giants and D2. If either one of those movies wins, I will be very happy. We have yet to have a Rick Moranis movie, so I'm kind of leaning towards Little Giants. Let's get some spike action, some Ed O'Neill, and some Icebox.
I'm going to surprise you a little bit here, and I'm going to go for Rookie of the Year. It's almost the end of September when this episode drops. We're in full-blown playoff baseball mode, and you never know when you're going to get an appearance from Thomas Nicholas to show up to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley. This might be the perfect timing to watch this movie. So get over to our poll topic, vote, and we will review. We'll talk to you guys on the full episode.